Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What's good, what's good, what's good, what's good? Welcome to Monstrous Monday. And this is Lady Lit, Miss Unbelievable. Just kicking here, chilling on Monstrous Monday with Jazzy Beat and DJ Monster. We are the Monstars. Tune in as we get this week started with some new music, some old school music, some indie music, and some new remix flair. We are on at 7 o'clock every night. You can catch us. Yes, yes. And if you want to join in the conversation, 563-999-3411. Yes, plus one. And if you want to go, just talk. Just listen. Oh, we got them archives kicking them up all the time. And I'll let you know where you can hear us all the time at. Today, we got some weekend updates. What you been doing this weekend? I know we're still quarantining. We gave you some quarantine ideas. Call us up and let us know which ones you've been doing and how much fun it's been. This is an interactive show, you know, and we like to hear from you guys all the time. We thank you for being our listeners. Oh, yep, yep, we give you a hand clap. Wow, yay, for sticking in and sticking with us. Well, right now, I'm about to play some E-40 featuring Young T.O. These Days, because we are in some interesting days, y'all. Let's get it. Let's go. Monstrous Monday with Litty Lick, Miss Unbelievable, on the ones and twos.
Mr. I'm slapping the ghost. Put your finger on the truck, feel a pulse. I never leave the TP without the toast. You see the liquid on my chain, I flambeau. When I'm higher than Pluto, I eat menudo. Pozole elote, my dick, I'm an essay. I sleep with my quete, Ali ass wente. But yeah, yo, Kyle, harm yourself in OCS. The good book is my buckler and shield. That can come out of nowhere, like when the rock hits your windshield. That's why I always keep a rototiller. When I'm out there in the field, when the traffic making deals, every stack I get like Kaepernick, I kneel. Ain't talk about no dinner, but I need a meal. Release my niggas down, waiting for a pill. And the gladiator takes sharks and eels.
And these days, gotta watch who you trust. Get that pistol by my side, and it's why I got trust. I came for none, so I had to run it up. They just wanna see me fail, they don't wanna see me up. And I know the Lord chose me to have a vision of what most don't see. I got money, start hanging on me. Niggas that I used to love, tryna score on me. And I know money bring hate, but I'ma keep getting this day. And on my soul, I won't change. Real niggas can relate to the fame. And niggas wanna see me fall.
Up a mummy, thumbing through his money, thumper by his tummy, blowing on a branch higher than the avalanche. Hazy like a forest fire in the Napa Valley ranch. Cash flow cliff, sipping on the fist, spilling liquor on his shirt, got a hole in his lip. Sitting on some cheddar, and them niggas know better. Send me out a wetter, fly your head like a feather. Honey coochie slap, smell like a lifesaver. Baby booty stack, like a Sunday newspaper. Bitch, I'm a Mac, not a Cape Crusader. Captain Saber back, nope, I check Yaper. Money on my mind, money on my mind. If I do the crime, I'ma do the time. Never drop a dime, never drop a dime. Her water on my chest, high alkaline.
And these days, gotta watch who you trust. Get that pistol by my side, and it's black, I trust. I came for none, so I had to run it up. They just wanna see me fail, they don't wanna see me up. And I know the Lord chose me to have a vision of what most don't see. I got money, start hanging on me. Niggas that I used to love, tryna score on me. And I know money bring hate, but I'ma keep being this day.
we're going, y'all. Yeah, Monica, get your cash up. We doing it.
Real. And these fake ones complain when it comes to these things. It will always stay the same. Yeah, she'll make you holler for a dollar, but she'll change for a ring. When you out here and you getting it, packing up and you shipping it, you driving around them funny cars and they wonder how you getting it. When a come up, so come up, even if it's one up, we ain't giving none up. To the feds coming, run up, just right back to this game. On bail with no shame, shit nobody said we were sane or whatever was gonna change. And this game, real big game, always stay the same. Yeah, you can have these things if you just don't complain. And
get your cash up,
my pad up, you boys getting paper, but you still can't pass up. I'm swagged up and I'm killing. Chrome arrow, no ceiling. She ain't a dime, I'm chilling. Ain't no need for no dealings. Bang these boys in they villains. Mad about they broads. She want a boss who getting it. Not none of you frauds. About 10 racks in my pocket. Platinum card in my wallet. Don't trip, I got it. Never leaving home without it. Go hard or go home. Keep going till you gone. I rock BBS don't. And get DDS don't. Bad bitches keep it dropping. Sell away, just keep it popping. On one, ain't stopping till this whole party rocking. Nelly Dollar got him watching. All eyes wide. Now, baby, bust it open. Let me see your inside.
Get your cash up.
Yeah, you can reach E-Monster Music, DJ E-Monster's Music on eMonster.com. I'm going to open up the lines in a few minutes, and I'm going to do that who's up and who's getting fat and the sponsors. But right now, I'm about to play this All the Way Up by Fat Joe featuring Jay-Z. Let's get it. Let's go. We're going to open up the lines right after this. All the Monsters are in the building. Yeah, it's about to get litty lit up in here. It's Monster is Monday.
Drinking, it still is. Woo.
niggas up in your business. I'm in the room where real niggas not allowed. I'm the only one in the room that they fear right now. I think they clear right now. Let's celebrate, no red champagne, we don't play that. All we see is gold bottles and paper plane hats. 21 Grammys that I use for Deuce A cups. I'm on the penthouse floor, call your way up. The OG said, ho, how high is high enough? I said, two, we eye and eye with the higher ups. Until we let them know we ain't those niggas. Until our baby showered in gold, nigga. Blue looking like Pop in the tub. David LaChapelle levels are not giving a fuck. Prince left his masters where they safe and sound. We never gonna let the elevator take us down.
I'm talking naughty uptown, showing off a new thing. Couldn't take it all, so I gave her oom chain. She called me Top Shot, so yeah, I keep a few chains. Choppy out of style, yeah, I got a few rings. And I'm all the way up, and you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up.
Ain't have a girlfriend, but the bitch is out. Chanel Croc bag, shit ain't even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan Birkin, cocaine lit it up. Pop shit, I hit him up, I'm talking color money. Purple yin and blue germ, I got brown lira. I ain't talking about Ross, bitch, I'm that nigga on Viagra dick. That means I'm on the way up, and you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get high, hop in the helicopter, Uber.
Yeah, we all the way up. We live. Where Wednesday? Ooh, Monster is Monday, and we got the crew here. What's up with you, D-A-J-E Monster?
What up? It's Monster is Monday. You know how we do it with DJ Litty Lit over here. All the way up. What's up? Ready to get this work, even though, as some of y'all know, I work third string. To those of you that don't work, motherfucker, that's third shift. You know what I mean? That's overnight. I got called in again. I'm only just getting ready for work.
Oh, wow. You sound a little tired, bro.
Yeah. I was trying to wake and try to get up in time to make sure I made it to the show, and da-da-da-da-da-da, shit, I woke up to, you got to work tonight, player. Wait, what? But, you know, it's one of them situations where I'm one of them motherfuckers that look at it like this. Some people be like, I got called into work today. Oh, my God, I hate my job. I'm like, my money. Say, Gusta! Hey, money. Let me stop. Yeah, so I ain't mad. I'm just saying, I got places to be. So, yeah, we getting lit on this Monday. This week is really getting started monstrously. Because, you know, usually yesterday was what? Or today is yours, or yesterday was yours. Sunday was my Friday. You know what I mean? I used to get to kick it throughout the week. Da da da. But no. But yeah, my money.
Hey, that's why we played your song. Get your cash up. Get your cash up. But hold on, we got Jazzy B here today. Let's get her in this conversation, then we'll come back to check this out with you. Hold on, let's bring her in. Is that you, Jazzy? Boss lady.
What's cracking,
boss lady? Hey,
what's happening?
What's happening?
Chad, what's
man,
up, man?
I feel like I ain't been on air in a year, Lord.
I know. We feel like you've been dodging us and you owe us money. Where you been at, dog?
Man, the job called us, and I got to answer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been inclining though. I've been seeing it like every week. You go supervisor, manager, district manager. You're gonna be CEO in about another week.
I appreciate the promotions, but with promotions, much is required.
Yeah.
Sheesh. I mean, my table do say boss lady, but Lord, this is Lord.
Right.
Right.
Glad to see you, though.
Yes, it's great to be here. I'm so happy I'm here.
I was like, listen, y'all, I don't know what y'all got planned for the schedule, but I got things to do, and y'all are interfering with that. So I'm going to need to be off by 2 o'clock. Every day.
And see, now that I'm calling the shots, I'm going to make it happen. You dig?
Man, 6 to 2 every day.
Mm-hmm.
6 to 2.
So that's what's up, though.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. So here's the who's bumping who's getting fat. Let this sink in. We got a real-life Barbie who think her lips is cute. We got the governor in L.A., we got the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, y'all know I got Tekashi. We got some Tory Lanez. We got some North Korea intel. And we got some Beverly Hills, you know, with our plastic surgery. And I got something to tell y'all for mate. So get ready for that. Get ready for that. What's May all about? Not just May, the force be with you for today, but y'all going to figure out what the month of May means. Internationally and nationally. Yeah. So, DJ Monster, who's them sponsors? And then I'm going to play this song. Who's the sponsors for tonight's show?
Boy, you did. Man, put you in charge and you just be running me. Oh, my goodness. Tonight's sponsors have been brought to you by the speak book author, Miss Unbelievable E. Dot to the K. You can find her book at SolomonSpeaks.com. Monster U.S. Apparel, where you wear your expression across your chest. Picasso Painting, and also Elite Sway Management to help you take you to that next level of music. So, that's who's sponsoring us tonight.
All right. He forgot eMonster.com, where you can get some music downloads. And if you need some Monster U.S. Apparel gear, you can go to MonsterUSApparel.GoDaddySite.com. Hi. Yeah, we got to get all that in because it's time to rack in this money, okay?
Well, hold on, player. I had messed up the whole .com page, so don't go over there right now. You're going to be pissed off. it's not actually the I got to get the actual thing. They got my whole thing all screwed up over there with the Monster U.S. Apparel. It's supposed to be MonsterUSApparel.com. But they got some other stuff going on, so I got to get a hold of them. That's the only reason why I didn't throw that out there like that. But yeah.
Right. Well, if you went there, you could have ordered some stuff last week.
Right.
Because I sure enough went there. Boop was like, hey, I already got that shirt. Hey, well, I already got that one, but there's 2 I don't got,
lady,
y'all.
Lady.
Support.
Lady.
I'm
saying,
support.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Right.
What'd you say? I can buy another one.
Go ahead.
All right, I got French Montana, no pressure. For tonight, no pressure. It's no pressure. We bosses
no
on
pressure.
This song. No pressure. Let's go.
Diamond in the rough.
Chopper, blame, he a copper too. ain't gonna say no names, he a robber too.
You don't want no pressure. 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 Hopping now, phone calls 40D.
No pressure from the monsters. I'm just saying, you don't want none. You don't want this. You don't want this over here. But y'all want to know something?
What?
Monsters, y'all want to know something? May is masturbation month.
Really?
I thought you was going to do like some big-ass COVID public service announcement, and that's what you come out with?
Yes! So just imagine Wet Wet Wednesday conversations. Like, what age is appropriate to teach a kid or talk to a kid about masturbation? Since it's masturbation month, you know, do you masturbate on a daily? How do you please yourself? Men, how do you please yourself besides just jacking off? Do you enjoy anything else? It's masturbation month. So those who masturbate or don't masturbate, they can freely masturbate anywhere they like.
Well, all I'm going to say is I got to hear this show because she said, what other ways do you, I mean, is there another way to do it? Maybe there is, and I forgot about it. I don't know, but she said, fellas, which way is it? I'm going to hear this. Like, is there something new that I ain't learned? It ain't, I don't know. But I hear what you're saying, though. I'll be
well,
seeing
you know,
movies.
They're talking about all the toys.
Yeah, I'm saying.
All the toys.
I'll be seeing movies now. Yeah. I'll be getting chances to watch movies, and I'll be seeing motherfuckers stick their dicks in vacuum cleaners, all kinds of shit. I'm just saying, grapefruits. I think the acid would fuck you up, but we just going. I feel you though, because at first I'm like, what? What do you mean other than just stroking yourself? But I get it now. Okay, yeah, I can't wait to hear this one. What Wednesday? Okay, okay. Is that a whole month thing, or is that just this week? The whole masturbation.
It's masturbation month. Why would we not have at least one question about masturbation? At least one. I threw out like three. I mean, I'm pretty sure us monsters can come up with some more. Like, when you masturbate, do you hand-free? No hand-free?
Free?
Hands-free, you know?
Okay.
Hands-free. Toys. Movies. Video. I mean, wait. The sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. Do you watch? Do you not watch? What places are off limits? What places ain't off limits? Do you smell? Do you lick after you're done? I mean, like all those things.
It's unbelievable.
That you share.
It's unbelievable.
Huh?
Do we need to send somebody to your house? I'm just saying, you running this up down, you real enthusiastic, like, we need to send a friend to your house.
Yeah, but I mean, for right now, no, but I'm just saying, you know.
Can I get some background music? Well, okay.
Just saying. Okay. I'm just saying. Just saying. All right, so here's some who's bumping who's getting fat. Tory Lanez. Named in an assault report, Old Flame allegedly delivered beatdown. So, a source says that Tory tells it was Selena who approached and began to harass him. The two have a very nasty history. And sources say that Powell got it out for Tory. She allegedly once bragged about taking his money, also alleged about posting his personal number online. We're told the two have never previously met in person. Tony Lanez got into an argument with a woman, and his former rumored girlfriend allegedly attacked her because they made a gateway. The alleged victim, who TMZ learned is model Selena Powell, claimed she was outside the rapper's Miami condo Friday when confronted her and tried to grab her phone. She claimed she tried to walk away, but she got blindsided. But Kaylin Garcia, and she's been linked to Tory as well. She's also a supporting cast member on Love & Hip Hop, who used to date Joe Budden. According to the report, Garcia approached Powell from behind, wrapped her arm around her shoulder and neck, and yanked her to the ground. Powell told cops Garcia tried to kick her too, but she was able to roll over and get up. At this point, Garcia allegedly says that Mr. Lane jumped in, got out his white Bentley. They took off along with the rapper's bodyguard. According to the surveillance footage, Lane's got into his ride, but not in the altercation. Powell says she lived in the same building as Tory, but never met him face-to-face until Friday. She claimed he was upset over her contacting him on Instagram and making fun of his hairline and having two online beats before as well. Also saying that she's going to leak his phone number. And Powell tells she was blacked out during the assault, and when she awoke, she was badly bruised, and there's pictures of her bruises. Back and neck pain. She refused medical care at the scene, according to report, but she claimed she was treated at the hospital later. So far, no arrests have been made, and Garcia is the only suspect in the incident, not Lanez, but of course, Lanez's name is all up in the situation because of the nasty history that they have claimed to have, and they have never met. So.
I don't know what to say, but I tell you this. I know everybody's like, be the bigger person, boo, 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 boo. But I'm going to tell you this. One thing your ass better not do, because you don't got the money Tory Lanez got, nor live in the same building. But, bitch, how you going to be in my building and talk about my hairline and my beats online on my Instagram, and you live in my building? And you expect just to walk around the laundry room like ain't shit happened when my people see you? I'm not justifying. I'm not saying. But what I am saying is don't put yourself in that situation. Come on, man. I'm a big-ass celebrity known around the world, and you going to clown me on my page about my hairline? Knowing that one of the main reasons why most of the women chase after Tory is they got that hot thrust for them, that hot fantasy, and you going to come out here talking about my hairline and shit? Man, I'll be honest. I want to see who she is. I want to go back. I've been on Tory's lane during the COVID, you know what I mean? Sometimes it be popping over there. But damn, what you think was going to happen? You thought you was going to clown me and live in my building? How many motherfuckers out there right now listening? If that motherfucker downstairs, two levels to the left, you can pick any apartment, let them clown you on your page. Come on your page harassing you, and you don't go downstairs and knock on their door. Tell me which one of y'all ain't, and I'm awake, and I'm going to call you a punk-ass motherfucker when you come when I come back.
Well, he did it right. I mean, he didn't come, you know, as the aggressor. You know, and usually when, you know, you get to name calling and you put yourself out there, shots has been fired, so there has to be more, you know, text messages, engagement that we don't see that, you know, a call out was made because if he brought a girl and she was already outside, come on, you was waiting for something. So now you got your behind whooped, so now you want to play the victim. Not saying that this is all right, not saying that, you know, violence is the answer, but when you put yourself out there, some people is going to respond, and they're not going to respond to you by, oh, how you doing? Oh, how can we clear this up? They're not going to be like nicey nice. They're going to come hood. So it was like I was saying before, if you're not about that life, if you really not about that life, then stay in your lane. So because when somebody is about that life, they're going to show you they're about that life. Instead of you talking about me, I'm going to show you what I do to people who, you know, want to put me on Fun Street. Everybody don't deal with Fun Street like, oh, all I got to do is say sorry. No, we're going to make a spectacle out of you. So you will never, ever do that again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody ain't going to be all nicey nice.
Mm-hmm.
No,
like, please don't talk about my hairline. Please leave me alone. Don't do me like that. Please. Like, yeah, like, that's the way everybody coming. Nope. Some of you see, I don't told you. Mop, mop, mop. See, I told you about fucking with me. Mop, mop, mop. I don't know who the hell you thought I was or who I hang with. Mop, mop, mop. But you going to learn today. And that's when, like you said, they get to talking about, oh, they put their hands on me. Oh, they were so wrong. Like she said, stay in your lane and stay out of Tory's lane. You dig? I'm just saying.
Oh. Boo-hoo. Yes, what were you saying?
I was about to say, he can't get mad at her because his hairline fucked up. His hairline been fucked up since he first came out.
Oh, dang.
I'm talking about real. Like, his shit is, like, pushed back, like, far. He was deep in his feelings about that. I know he look in the mirror every day like, damn, my shit is fucked up. He really felt some type of way. He felt that shit in his heart. Dead ass. His hairline is fucked up, though. I done said that a couple of times. Like, damn, Tory Lanez. Like, damn, did you do this to yourself, or did your barber fuck your hairline up? I'm talking about his shit is pushed back. Like, his forehead look extra long. I ain't even bushing.
Oh, snap.
But I think on some of his pictures, you know, some do. And then some don't. Like, when he's bald, you know, I think when he's growing back, you know, some people just got jacked up hairlines. Or you go to the wrong barber, and you be like, oh, I ain't found my right one yet. You don't know my hairline. Because I know a lot of people who got jacked up hairlines. But, man,
you know what
she just called him out. She said a double one.
Man, listen, his shit is pushed way back. like Rosa Parks seat, but way back.
Not Rosa Parks seat, way back.
Oh,
Well, Tory Lane, I think it's time for you to invest in a new barber because not just old girl is talking about your line.
She ain't the only one.
Our girl Jazzy B is talking about your line. So I'm going to need you to line that up. And we in quarantine, bruh. Mm.
And guess what?
Man.
Jazzy B ain't scared. Don't send nobody for me because I like to fight.
She said, hard. I like to fight. Shit.
May the force
be with
you.
Don't fuck with her. So they'd be like, don't fuck with her. No, we're not going back right now. Right.
They're going to be pushed back like he is.
Oh, do we got some Tory Lanez music? I think we got some new stuff from Tory Lanez.
We do.
You need to invest in that spray.
You just call me or something like
Ooh.
That.
What spray?
You know they got that spray that color in your hairline and shit.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called. Oh, you talking about that spray? I thought you were talking about the stuff that they are. I seen somebody put a whole motherfucking thing across his forehead of the shit that they put on your beard. You know, I forgot what it's called, but they got this stuff you put on your beard. What it does, it makes your line look real crisp. Yeah, so a lot of times
people
go, oh, he's real tight. Nah, motherfucker, he got that beard shit on. yeah, you have on a white shirt, you'll fuck your whole shirt up coming from the barber.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
matter of fact,
let's
I gotta find out. Right before you play that, I'm gonna say, I seen a video last night, and you know, sometimes I be like doing too much. You know, I'm old school, so I'm not into all this new shit that men do today. Y'all is just a whole new era than what I was raised on. I seen this dude. He had, you know, like waves. I'm talking about like top notch waves where you wear the do-rag, da da da, and your shit be whipped. This dude had his beard waved out. I mean,
what?
So what? Yes, it was kind of cool at first, but I'm like, I don't know, bro. You might be doing a little too much. He must have put an S curl, dark and lovely, or something on his chin. But he
had full
waves. Look like he had lamb nut hair on his chin.
Oh.
Like the golden fleece. This shit was smooth. I'm saying, like, it was kind of, it was cool at one point, but at the same time, it was, like, too much. Like, I don't know, bro. I'm questioning you right now. Like, you're doing too much. That's like, you know, you might as well put on some eyeliner to me. Like, that's just going too far.
Ocean
just too far.
In your beard? Mm-mm.
Yeah,
that don't sound
like,
sexy at all. He must have just like
that? He
must have just like took somebody's, you know, took some fake hair and brushed it until he got some oceans in there and glued that on his face.
I don't know. That shit was smooth though. It had to be a lot of glue. That shit was smooth, but it was just questionable. You know?
I don't even sound. All right, y'all. We got some Tory Lanez. Who you want to hear? Freaky, Love, The Trade, Slow Grind. What we want to hear from him?
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out what song I'm thinking of. Play a little bit of that Slow Grind first.
Alright, here's one. Here's two.
That's it right there. Call me.
Analyzing now.
Alright, here we go,
stand
y'all.
Clear.
The trade. DJ Jagged Edge, you can learn the proof. We found you, bruh.
Check for
poll. Here we go.
No shock advised. Analyzing now. Stand clear.
Feels like forever I've been waiting, waiting just to get you back, yeah. You've been moving stingy with your time, knowing that I put it all on the line. Down them fucking secrets, girl, and work it for me. Like I know you got that clean, but you get dirty for me.
With no pulse, start CPR.
Did y'all hear about this real life Barbie?
Talking about the black one or the white one?
The white one.
Which one?
The white one.
Seven of them. She said the
oh,
white one.
Oh, the white one that likes to put the those her lips like super huge. Have y'all saw?
Okay, I think I know which one you're talking about. I know which one you're talking about.
The 22-year-old from Bulgaria.
Yeah,
well,
the one she got like the huge boobs and everything.
Her lips, y'all. I'm telling you, she got her 20th round of lip filler injection. Her lips are so big that she can't eat. She can't breathe. The center of her lips don't touch anymore. And the doctor said they'll do more injections. She has to wait 2 more months. She's not sure if she has the biggest lips in the world, but she thinks so. She likes it. She thinks it's completely makes her look a completely different person, and it's pretty normal from her. And whatever lessons you want to learn once you see them. And yet she's got the big boobs, too. Her boobs are as big as her lips right now. Yeah, if you see them, I would say, wow. Wow. They look like duck lips. Like, you know how, who's that duck? Quack. They look like, who is that one duck? Donald.
Daffy.
No, not Donald Duck.
Daffy Duck.
Donald. She looks like Daffy Duck.
She said DuckTales. Ooh. Well, damn. Well, I know y'all going to talk bad about me. I know y'all going to say, stone him. But shit, I want to take her on a date. Sound like she got dual pussy. Yeah, dig, I'm just saying, fuck, sound like she got a vagina on her face. You said, motherfucking center part don't touch no more. Sound like she had a baby out of mouth.
If
I'm just
that's
saying.
The case, how is it going to do a suction cup on your dick? It ain't. Okay?
Hey, suck your asshole through. It's like a golf ball through a garden hose. I'm just saying, she's prepared. Ugh. I know y'all want to criticize her, but shit, I want to sit down and have a conversation. Can I talk to you for a minute? She'll be, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't worry about it. You ain't got to pronounce shit. Just look up. Look up. My bad. Don't judge me. We pray for both of us. It is. Pray for both of us. Don't judge me. Pray for me.
It's called, I don't know, called where your self esteem at, but it's gone. If you think that's cute, it's gone. It's out the window. To the wall, to the window,
self-esteem?
To the wall.
You know how much self esteem you got here today, the ugly broad?
Oh, you got to be on some balls, deep ballsy. That's all I'm going to say. Because you're going to get all the looks. You're going to be like, the hell? Just what's wrong with him? You know, the fuck? thought he had some taste. No? Well, damn that. That's not good. And people walk up, you okay? Did you just have a rough childhood? Just, no self-esteem yourself, right. Sir? Okay. Yeah. It shouldn't be like that, but.
Right.
I guess to each his own, but that right there don't look natural. And if it don't look natural, then, like, seriously. But on that note about being natural, and remember I told y'all the Beverly Hills plastic surgeon, they're moving forward with caution, but they're reopening because Beverly Hills haven't got their month's teeth because, you know, that's where their month's teeth was, the
See?
Surgeries.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Dr. Reddy Rehabin, he's like, we opening up for everything from tummy tucks, nose jobs, breath lifts, mommy makeovers, but there's going to be some precautions. Where the lobby will always be empty. Patients will have to text when they arrive and wait, then directed to a waiting room to ensure there's no contact between the patients. Face masks will be required. Patients will have their temperatures checked upon arrival. There'll be a pre-screening over the phone. What have you been exposed? And then they're waiting on the other guidelines. Now, I don't remember them being open to do this, but some say it's dangerous to do that now, especially with liposuction, because that requires you to be open the most. And then the patients must self-quarantine themselves while waiting from 5 to 7 days as far as the COVID-19. So that person could be on your table and you could be, they don't know it, and the virus could be in your office or in your body. So, but yeah, they're opening back up. He said, I got the green light. I got this.
Yeah, but again, that always comes down to, and this could be something for Karma Cafe, I don't know. But it always comes down to me. Right now, the things that's opening in the month, the big money motherfuckers are pushing. You understand me? The big money motherfuckers, that's what they're opening up first. The shit that the big motherfuckers is pushing. You talking about all this shit about being safe and all this other stuff and do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like today, man, I could have gotten into a fight in fucking Menards. Because they tell me, you know, you go to some stores, you got to go in and out of the same door. Well, at Menards, they're one of the few that have separate entrances and exits. Well, make a long story short, instead of being, let's just put it like this, temperatures got arisen with me and not Walmart, Menards today. Because they don't know how to act. You know what I mean? But my whole point is they act funny with some people about getting back to work, and then they embrace other people about going to work. Do you understand me? I'm not trying to point fingers, but I'm pointing fingers. And I'm starting to notice that shit. The lower end people, it don't matter what color you is, the lower end people, we got to sit back and wait for these other motherfuckers to get their money right. Then it seems like then they're going to want to open up shit to the rest of us.
Yeah, true.
You dig? Like they talking about opening up plastic surgeons, but you ain't going to open up the craft stores? That's where we going to make all the stuff to help us survive. Because all the other stores ain't open. Or all the other people ain't got shit. How am I supposed to make my own mask? What if they run out of masks, how are we supposed to make masks? Just go in the bathroom and wrap a fucking bath towel around the face? We have to be able to make our own shit. You can make fucking a sanitizer, all that type of shit from the craft store.
Yeah.
Now you just took that away. It doesn't make sense to me. You're talking about, oh, we're supposed to be getting back. We're supposed to be healing. Let me heal. Let me do what I got to do. Let me make my precaution shit. But, oh, let me wait. Oh, you're going to close in so I can buy the corporate face mask probably, huh? Let me stop. But we go off the air like, boop.
Right. Okay, so Tekashi 6ix9ine is shooting a music video solo. So the judge allowed him to be able to do a video in his backyard. We're told security guards are helping him with the labor. Meanwhile, they're behind the lens. If you don't know, 6ix9ine was a videographer before he became a successful rapper and later a snitch. So we're told he'll be starring and directing the whole video shoot. Of course, it would be difficult for Tekashi to hire a full crew anyway. While he can't afford it, he's blowing through his cash like crazy. There are still the virus quarantine restrictions. Remember, the judge only let him out because he feared COVID-19. So we're told that he may recruit a special guest. He's being quarantined with his girlfriend, Jade, so she may make appearance. And then speaking of his health, the non-infant snitch is worried about vengeful enemies, and that means keeping his location hidden while serving out his sentence in home conservation. He got the green light to shoot it. And Tekashi and his securities are watching, and they agreed to blow and spend money feverishly. He's worried about 50 Cent Warren, you know, where he was, because, you know, 50 Cent disowned him again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I would say it's probably the label shit doing all this shit right now. Because, I mean, look at it. Like you said, okay, you say you let him out because of COVID, and now he's out fucking throwing videos, having people come through, blah, 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 putting his own self at risk of COVID. You might as well left his ass in jail. Judge, that's who we should be looking at now, these judges. Let me stop while I fucking bump a big head and they fucking come looking for me. But fuck it, let's go ahead and do it. I'm going to step out there. Let's start looking at these judges that be doing this shit. For real. Like, a judge, I mean, how does a judge get to be a judge? Is it just go by ranking? Is it by voting? Because we need to start looking at this shit. We need to look at that Zimmerman case judge. We need to still be looking at the Meek Mills case judge. We need to still be looking at, you get what I'm saying? Like, who are these judges that's giving these motherfucking bullshit sentences? Who are they? We need to start pressuring them, because obviously we're not pressuring the right people to get the real shit. While meanwhile, you got, you know, some innocent motherfucker in jail right now, locked up for some shit he didn't do. And you got a motherfucker known, told the world, I did it, and these are the dudes that was with me that did it, and you letting him go.
Crazy. But a judge gets, they get voted by the public. It all depends what rank you are, and then some are previous attorneys, district attorneys, prosecutors, so that's who becomes judges. And it's like they vote in between. Some people vote, and then they vote amongst each other. So.
Okay.
So guess what? Gunfire exchange in DMZ across border between North and South Korea, y'all. North and Korea firing gunshots at South Korea guards post in a demilitarization zone. And remember, these two, like, North Korea has been, and Russia has been jumping in on other people stuff. Like, they just been clowning. So the North Korean gunfire hit the wall but did not injure anyone. South Korea's chief staff, several bullets was fired back. The South Korea military responded by broadcasting a verbal warning and returning fire twice, according to protocol outlined in response manner on the judgment of the field commander. Kim Jo, his little sister, is she's the one who's in charge of the military, and they saying he's alive. So we're watching them two go back and forth right now. They're fighting with each other, thinking that Kim Jong Lee is not here, but they're saying he's back and well, and he's going to deal with South Korea is his top priority. Hello? No thoughts? All right.
Sorry, I'm over here getting ready for work. My bag, brushing my teeth. You have to set me to the side for a second.
All right. So I'm going to just keep going. Kansas City Chief Damon Williams, he's robbed at an Airbnb in Los Angeles. Now, how are you going to get robbed? I don't know. The running back was in a fancy Airbnb. He was not hurt, but suspects made off with roughly $1,000 in cash, and cops are now on the hunt. The 28-year-old had just checked in a pricey L.A. home on Saturday night when three intruders broke into the property through a back door. We're told that the men surrounded Williams and his crew. Even the suspects did not brandish a weapon. It was clear they just wanted cash or else. William and his guests complied. Law enforcement tells us that suspects got around $1,000 in cash and fled the scene. Cops were called, but so far they have not located the men. The LAPD is investigating and looking for possible surveillance footage. The suspects have been described as three African men. Williams was a stud for the Chiefs, and they're unclear why Williams was in L.A., but he was born in San Diego, and which is a three-hour drive. So with that, I don't know if they've been watching the joint, casing the joint, casing Airbnb, especially the fancy ones to do home invasions. But homeboy got trying to figure out how. But all you had was $1,000, so basically y'all only got, $250 a piece? Like, that ain't no money, $1,000? Like, he must keep it low, because usually when you see a star or somebody going to an Airbnb, they got money, jewelry, they got all kind of stuff on them. So he must know to pack light in case something else just happened to him again. Or, was used to folks getting robbed.
Or he got the same robbers as Jesse Smollett. Hello. Some of y'all get what I'm saying.
Right. Right. True that. True that. Or he was not supposed to even be there. I mean, if you're there for three nights, you only got $1,000. Come on. That don't sound right. Not for no football player. $1,000? That's it? Don't you gotta eat? Well, he may have credit cards. His money may have been somewhere else.
Shit, right now with the COVID, everybody using credit cards. Ain't nobody trying to touch your money. And I don't want no change.
Yeah. So, well, that's all. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat, y'all? We got about 2 minutes left. Before we get up out of here, is there any closing words for this Monsters Monday that our mom stars want to say? We can start with you, DJ E Monster.
I just want to say to all you people that's going back to work, I feel happy for you, but buy me $5. Hit me up on Cash App. I'm just playing. I ain't got no last words. Hope y'all enjoy your night.
Hi. Jazzy B, you got any final words for Monsters Monday? Got herself on mute. All right, y'all, get ready for tomorrow, which is Takeover Tuesday, where there is the only place that you could call in and take over the show and promote your stuff. We got Wet Wet Wednesday. Yes, I already done talked about what Wet Wet Wednesday is going to be about. Thursday, Karma Cafe, the woo-saw from this quarantine. I'm telling y'all, y'all at the refrigerator and y'all at the stove looking like huge monsters. And then on Friday Night Live, yeah, we going to get it busting. So, on our way up out of here, we're going to play some Kevin Gates, No One, because we all know one. Have a good night, y'all. Peace.
She say I'm a dog, but it takes one to know one. All right. And I can go for hours, ain't believe me, had to show one. The pin you to the carpet like it's where you going fast. I'm about to make you get up off it. Oh, couple bald head hoes, lot of long weed. Got a tall red hoe, swear she want me. Shorty need some transportation, but she can't afford it. How about you ride this dick to work, but just watch where you going. Take my time, gripping on a waistline. Started this at night, now it's approaching daylight. She say cuffs, make your ass knock your brake shoes loose. Other lanes take you out shopping, dinner and a movie. Suck your titty in the mirror with a finger in your booty. Stop, drop in the farm, blowing smoke up in the heaven. Right hand on your inner thigh, gently I'm caressing. See it, make it pussy moist every time the engine revving. Getting dressed inside designer stores, you know how we be stepping. I won't get signed. She say I'm a dog, but it takes one to know one. From all the sofa, your legs are on my shoulder, my attention giving all of it to you.
I love you.